Good morning. Today is December 1st, 2021. I'm Michelle Rivera with KUNR News. The Washoe County School District will offer free COVID-19 testing for symptomatic staff, students, and family members, or those deemed a close contact. The testing sites will set up at 11 different high schools after class from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Mondays through Thursdays. Insurance and appointments are not required. For students who must get tested weekly regardless of vaccination status, they can get tested at one of 11 participating high schools from 1 to 3 p.m. That includes athletes in close contact sports and students traveling outside the county for activities. As the Northern Nevada International Center continues resettling Afghan refugees, one of their biggest challenges is finding housing for them. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck has more.
The center has already resettled about 75 refugees. The organization connects them to services such as healthcare, food, job assistance, and housing. Many of those living arrangements are temporary right now.
We have connections with Catholic Charities of Northern Nevada, with Airbnb, and with some local home hosts that are actually bringing in folks into their house on a temporary basis.
Executive Director Karina Black says the next step is to work with landlords to secure permanent housing. In addition to making sure basic needs are met, the center also provides a detailed cultural orientation that includes
15 different modules on everything from this is how you enroll your children in school and communicate with teachers. This is how you react when you're stopped by police. And all different kinds of sort of a America 101 for refugees.
The center has hired a number of Afghan refugees for interpretation and translation services as well. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
October and November were warm and dry for much of the Mountain West. This week, temperatures rose high enough to break several records in our region. On Monday, Pueblo, Colorado reached 75 degrees, beating the record for November 29th. That same day, Laramie broke its previous record with 58 degrees. Up in Montana, several cities broke long-standing records on Sunday. Jared Allen is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Cheyenne, Wyoming. In his area, an average winter with slightly above normal temperatures is predicted.
Further south you go into the Central Rockies, Southern Rockies, Colorado, New Mexico, it looks to be favored even less precipitation and warmer temperatures there.
As for Idaho and Utah, above normal precipitation is expected this winter. Overall, it's not a promising start for a region already dealing with a long-standing drought. Disparities in COVID-19 vaccination rates among different racial and ethnic groups have been shrinking as the pandemic continues, but those trends have been inconsistent. Bert Johnson with the Mountain West News Bureau has more.
In some Western states, there's a big gap in vaccination rates. Among white people, it ranges from 39% in Idaho to 77% in New Mexico. The Hispanic vaccination rate runs from 34% in Arizona and Idaho to 59% in New Mexico. According to Samantha Artiga with the Kaiser Family Foundation, the overall picture doesn't look great.
Some of the lowest vaccination rates we see are in Western states.
Artiga says with the emergence of the new Omicron variant and the holidays coming up, that could lead to more COVID cases. In general, the vaccination rates for Black and Hispanic populations are lower than for whites. In many states, Asian residents have the highest rate. Montana and Wyoming weren't included in the analysis because they don't publish the race or ethnicity of people who get the shot. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Bert Johnson.
And Nevada men's basketball head coach Steve Alford has tested positive for COVID-19. Per university policy, Alford will isolate for 10 days. Assistant coach Corey Barnett is serving as acting head coach. Nevada defeated Pepperdine last night in Reno, 79-66. Michelle Rivera, KUNR News.